is Laura Boosinger, and we're down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW. You've probably heard folks say that the banjo is a quintessentially American instrument. What makes the banjo so uniquely American is not that it was invented in America, it wasn't, but that the instrument as we know it today is the result of centuries of cultural exchange between people of different races and nationalities. The roots of the banjo trace directly to West Africa. In the Senegambian region, there are several stringed instruments that share common features with the banjo. One in particular stands out, the akonting, an instrument played by people of the Jola ethnicity in Gambia. The akonting has a body made of a gourd with animal hide stretched over it, a long neck, and most distinctively like the banjo, long melody strings plus a short drone string. During the centuries of the slave trade, people of many African nations and ethnicities were forcibly brought to the Americas and enslaved. Communities that lived near the coastal Senegambian area were particularly hard hit, including the Jola people. Many were enslaved in the American South, where, despite the crushing oppression of living in bondage, they built strong communities, perpetuating cultural traditions from their African homelands and creating new ones. It was in the context of American slavery that white Southerners learned to play early gourd banjos, probably built from the African makers' memories of the akonting. The banjo was further popularized in the 19th century by minstrel shows, which featured both African-American performers and white performers doing demeaning impersonations of African-Americans. Gradually, the banjo became a popular instrument throughout the South, especially in the Blue Ridge Mountains. While the banjo is often thought of as an instrument played by white musicians, it remained a part of African-American culture all along. Though it seemed close to disappearing in the late 20th century, the African-American banjo tradition has enjoyed a renaissance in recent years, led by such young artists as Rhiannon Giddens, Dom Flemons, Jaron Paxton, and Amethyst Kia. You can find more information on events that celebrate the heritage of the banjo along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina at blueridgemusicnc.com.
Down the road, he comes to the turn. Rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby.